come on and let it ride. Oh, come on, oh, come on and let it ride. Oh, come on, oh, yeah, and let it ride. Let the Spirit, let it ride, ride. Let the Spirit, let it ride, rise among us. Let the freedom, let it rise. Come on, let it rise. Oh, let it. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on and let it rock. Oh, let it. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on and let it rock. Oh, let it rock. Let the joy of the Lord. Let it ride, rise among us. Let the joy of the let it ride, rise among us. Let the praises up, let it rise. Let it rock. Oh, let oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on and let it rock. Oh, let it rise. Let the Spirit, let it rise. Let the Spirit up, let it rise. Let the freedom of the King, let it rise. Come on, let it rise. Oh, let oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, come on and let it rock. Oh, let it rock. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on and let it rock. Oh, let it rock. Let's roll. Oh, oh, let's roll it. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, let it roll now. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, let it roll now. Oh, 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 hold it now. Let it ride. Oh, 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 oh. Isn't God good? Amen. Isn't God great? Amen. We're happy this morning to see Sister West. Amen. And that is a manifestation of the goodness and the grace of God. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the blessed and only potentate. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him. I wish somebody would help me to crown him. Crown him. Crown him. Yes, crown him. Lord of all. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to talk about Jesus this morning. All right. Can I talk about that man called Jesus? Amen. John chapter 6, verse number 38. John chapter 6, verse number 38. You have that, say amen. Amen. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. I'm happy today to see Sister Jackie Precious Patterson. She's been gone and she's been missing. But we're glad the Lord done blessed us this morning with her presence. This morning, I want to share the message. He came down so you could go up. He came down so you could go up. Now, this is called the holiday time of the year. It is a unique time of the year. During this time of the year, people are thinking about Jesus. People are talking about Jesus. And they are even singing about Jesus. Now, of course, there are always those people who are commercial in their thinking. And they always try to figure out a way to make a dollar off any event. But there are wiser voices telling us that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Amen. And we need to think about why he came down. Why did he come down from heaven? You see, Jesus has proven to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. So he is forever established as the Son of God because he raised from the dead never to die again. Well, why did he come down? Well, the writer tells us that he came down to save his people from their sins. That's why he came down. The writer tells us in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. I'm telling you this morning, doesn't matter what kind of degree you have. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. Does not matter what kind of jewelry you wear or what kind of scents you spray on or splash on. You need Jesus to save you from your sin. And I want to tell you, you cannot save yourself. So as we share this message this morning, there are three things I want you to see. Number one, I want you to see the word timing is important. Timing is important. The second thing I want to share is understanding. Understanding. And the final thought is joy to your world. All right. Not joy to the world, joy to your world. Yeah. Is that all right? Time is a very precious entity, or you could even call it a commodity. Yeah. And nobody really has a monopoly on time. Because time is rapidly moving on. Here we are now standing on the threshold of a new year. And it just seemed like we just sang Happy New Year too much. Praise God, we just had a New Year's celebration. Now we're about to have another in Tanika. About to have another New Year, but thank God that he brought us thus far. Many voices may cry out for time to pause in her passage, but she is deaf to every plea and she rushes on. Moses recognized the importance of time and he said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And even Paul in the New Testament said, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. The wise man even talked about time, Brother West. He said there was a time and a purpose for every season under heaven. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up that which was planted. There's a time to kill and there's a time to heal. There's a time to break down and there's a time to build up. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to weep and there's a time to dance. There's a time and a purpose for every season under heaven. But God, he lives in eternity, but he operates in time. He's from everlasting to everlasting, but he operates in time. There's coming a day when this world will no longer exist as we know it. But when the time was right, because even God's got a timetable. God's on a schedule because he's God. And the Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. So timing is important. You got to know what time it is in your life. Amen. Some people have been shucking and jiving, slipping and sliding. And it's time to stop that. It's time to stop being foolish. I know the main ingredient said everybody plays the fool sometime. But you can't play the fool all the time. Is that all right? So timing is important. God didn't send his son till the time was just right. Amen? Amen? You see, time is something that you just can't hold on to. Because seconds turn into minutes. Minutes turn into hours. Yeah. Hours turn into days. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. Years turn into decades. Decades turn into a lifetime. Is that all right? Or decades turn into your destiny. You got to understand time. You see, you got to understand time because what you can do today, you may not be able to do tomorrow. What you can do right now, you may not be able to do at 6:30 tonight. Amen. Time is important. Yes, but in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Yeah. The rich man in Luke 12 didn't understand time. God blessed him. Mm-hmm. Blessed him real good. Amen. And he had so much stuff, Sister Johnson, he didn't know what to do. He said, I'm going to tear down my bonds. I'm going to build some bigger ones. Yeah. And he said, I'm going to say to my soul, Be careful when you talk to your soul. I'm going to say to my soul, soul, take it easy. Because you've got much goods laid up for many years. But God said, no, no. Your time is up. Is that all right? He thought he had years, but he only had moments. Mm-hmm. Timing is important. Then there's the next thing I want to talk about is understanding. Two of the wisest men to ever live were kings. Two of the we talked about this morning how smart people can do some dumb stuff. Amen. You ever known smart folks do stupid stuff? Yes, you probably smart yourself, but you done stuff you are wrong.
Come on.
I know you're smart because you made good grades in school. Praise God, but still you sometimes go against your smartness. You have to ask yourself, what in the world was I thinking? And somebody see you and say, what in the world are you doing? Yeah. Is that right? Because you're doing stuff that just doesn't add up. Right. But Solomon, wisest man to ever live. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something about love. Love can be intoxicating. Boy, y'all better come on talk to me. Love will make you do stuff you didn't think you'd do. Love will make you go places you didn't think you'd go. Love will make you stay longer than you intended to stay. Love will make you spend money you had put away. Love is an intoxicant. So you better be careful who you fall in love with. Is that all right? Yeah, you will lose your mind. Solomon, the wisest king, for the wide red, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And I see the brother shaking his head in the world. I can't hardly make it with one. He had 700. 700 wives. Yeah. Bible says that he fell in love. Yeah. And those women that he loved led him away from God. Yeah. Don't you let nothing in your life lead you away from God. I don't care what they say. You stay with the Lord. Amen. You'll be glad you did. Amen. Is that all right? And he said, as a wise man, and he spoke very wisely. He said, of all you're getting, get understanding. Oh, he said something right there. And Lord knows we need understanding. Amen. Is that right? Of all you're getting, get understanding. He prayed a prayer. And if God would come to you tonight and ask you, that's one thing, I'm going to give you one request. You can ask for whatever's in your heart. What would you ask for? Solomon said, give me an understanding heart. Because I really don't know what I'm doing. So help me to make good decisions. I appreciate Brother Harvey's prayer. He said, as he prayed for the leadership, we need to make good decisions. You need to make good decisions about your money, about your health, but especially about your soul. Is that all right? He said, of all thy getting, get understanding. Amen? You need to understand how important the word of God is to your life. Amen. David, Solomon's father, the sweet king of Israel, said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my path." God's word shows me where I need to walk. Because if you only have darkness, you can't see. There's a lot of darkness in this world. Amen. So God's word, Jesus, when he was in the wilderness confronted with the devil, and the devil told him to turn stones into bread, Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Let me know how important the word, every word that comes out of God's mouth is valuable. Every word that comes out of God's mouth is useful. Oh, if I could just understand that. That if anybody want to help me, it's God. The Apostle Paul, when he left the church in the book of Acts, he said, "Now I commend you to God and the word of his grace." Oh, it's so much in life want to tear you down. You need some in your life going to build you up. You need something in your life going to encourage you. You need something in your life going to lift you up. Is that right? And so I need to understand why Jesus came into this world. Don't take that lightly. Jesus came into this world. The Son of God came into this world. He said, "I came down from heaven." Brother, brothers, he came through 42 generations. From Abraham to David was 14 generations. From David to the carrying away into Babylonian captivity was 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylonian captivity to Christ was 14 generations. He came down through 42 generations. He came down from heaven. He came down from bright glory. He came down from adoration. He came down from coronation. No wonder they call his name Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Oh, he came down to take me up. Is that all right? He didn't come down for himself because he was up. Amen. Bible Womack said, "Nobody wants you when you're down and out." Yeah. Jesus does. You can be down and out. And Jesus, praise be unto God. No wonder they call his name Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He came down to lift us up. Is that all right? Amen. Now, whether you know it or not, the devil and all the evil angels that have united with him want to put you down and keep you down. Amen. You better believe that. Everybody don't want to see you succeed. Hell doesn't want to see you succeed. But not only that, the devil got some folks in this world that's working with him. The devil is their daddy. And they act like their daddy. They want to put you down and keep you down. Somebody hear the news that you're having a hard time, they say, "That's pretty good news." Somebody hear the news, things not going well for you, that's pretty good news. Somebody get the news, you're struggling. Sure enough. Child, I hate to hear that. Is that all right? There's some folks, as long as you don't have your hair cut, they all right. There are some folk, as long as you don't have your hair fixed and don't redo your nail polish, they're all right. There are some folk, as long as you wear raggedy, out of style clothes, they're all right. There are some folk, as long as you wearing shoes, got holes in them, and they ain't shine, they're all right. But if the news get around that things are looking up for you, that you done hooked up with the man who wanna take you up, they get upset. Is that all right? When the news get around that you hooked up with the man who came down from heaven, they get upset. They got the news, they just saw you coming out the barber shop and you got a new haircut. They get upset. They get the news that you're coming out the beauty shop and you got your wee sister girl all fixed up and your new cut, and they upset. The news come around that you're wearing not only a new suit, you got new shoes too, and they shine, and they upset. When they heard you were broke, they said, that's all right. When they heard you were sick, they said, that's all right. But when the news got around that you done got well, you're feeling better than you ever felt. You in tip-top shape. You're running 6 miles a day. You're drinking raw juice, eating salads. Is that all right? Your money in the bank is growing. The news get around because they want to keep you down. But Jesus came down to lift you up. Wherever you are, I don't care, wherever you are, whatever you facing, whatever you dealing with, Jesus can lift you up. Is that all right? He said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Aren't you glad he came down? I want to ask you a question. Does it make any difference to you that he has come down? Amen. Or oh, it makes all of the difference in the world. Because ain't no substitute for Jesus. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Jesus Christ is the real thing. Is that all right? I tell you, he's better than Coca-Cola. He's the real thing. He's better than Timex West. He took a licking and kept right on ticking. He's better than the Ever Ready Bunny Jackie, because he keeps going and going and going and saving and saving and saving. Is that all right? He's better than Allstate, because you're in good hands with Jesus Christ. He's better than State Farm, because in Christ you've shown up, got a friend. Is that all right? He said, I'll be there and he'll be there for you. He came down to lift you up. That's why he came down from heaven. Because all of us needed some help. Now, I talked about this morning, I want to share this, that in our therapeutic culture, everybody's in therapy. Hello? And either you are in recovery or denial. Hello? Yeah, you see, I'm in recovery. I know I'm a sinner. And I need the blood. I need the gospel. Is that all right? But there are some folks in denial. That's what I'm here today. Brother Harris prayed for him. You think you all right, and you just a heart attack away from hell. Is that all right? You just a car crash away from hell. You just a drive-by shooting away. Amen. Because when they get to shooting bullets, they ain't got nobody name on them per se. Could have your name on it. Is that all right? And everybody is either in recovery. No, I ain't what I ought to be, but thank God. I ain't what I used to be. Can you say amen to that? In every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. I am blessed. I'm being blessed and I shall be blessed. Is that all right? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He came down so I could go up. How many can say this morning, since I've hooked up with Christ, my life is better? Things are looking up for me since I hooked up with that man who came down from heaven. Let me tell you this, and I'm going to quit. And that is joy to your world. You see, Sister Blanson, there's a song we sang, "This Joy I Have." The world didn't give it to me. And the world, Tanika, can't. How many can say, I still have joy? After all the stuff I've been through, after all the drama and the baby mama drama that I've been through, I still have joy. Is that all right? Now, in the song Brother Rutledge sang it so beautiful this morning, it's a powerful song. It's a moving song. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. But can we go a little deeper? Come on. What about joy to your world? How much joy is in your world? How much are you hurting? How much are you struggling? What about joy to your world? The man didn't come down. The song says, joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. But can we take it a little deeper? How much joy is in your world? That's the question. And don't confuse joy with happiness. Happiness for me is a chocolate cream cake and bluebell ice cream. Yeah, that's happiness.
Yeah,
but it ain't joy. Let me tell you why. Because it's heaven in the mouth, but hell in the belly. Is that all right? Don't confuse happiness with joy. Happiness is based on happenstance or circumstance. You get a present, you're happy. And then you get a present, you get a little extra money, then a bill come in, you didn't looking for it to come, so now your happiness gone.
Talk.
Praise God. Difference between happiness, Jay, and joy. Joy is based on relationship. It's based on position. It's based on my positioning in Jesus. And even though my circumstances may change, my relationship is still intact. That's why I can say I still have joy after all the things I've been through. So I raise the question. How much joy is in your life? And joy is deeper than happiness. The last 2 years been tough for me. I took a lot of hits. Yeah. But I still got joy. Gotta admit, sometimes I get real sad.
Yes, sir.
But then I focus on what I got. Is that all right?
All right,
amen.
Amen.
Brother Wise sang a song about a bird in a tree. Yeah. And Wise said, if a robin can say thank you,
all right,
you can do it too.
Yes,
is that all right?
All right,
his eye is on the sparrow, and I know. He watches. Me. Now, Brother Wyatt, help me to close this lesson. Would you come down here, Doc, and I want you to turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 19, as we conclude. Now, here's a key step in understanding how to really have joy. Now, remember, he came that our joy might be full. And remember, your joy is not based on your circumstance. Your joy is based on your relationship. Now listen to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 19. Watch this. Very important passage.
And this is the condemnation.
And this is the condemnation. Here's why people remain in a state of condemnation. Read.
That light has come into the world.
Light has come into the world. Watch this.
And men love darkness. Rather than light.
Because
their deeds were evil.
Now watch this. Without light, there's darkness. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He spake and it was. He commanded and it stood fast. Now watch this. Light. Is light important? Is light important? Sometime we have the spotlight. Y'all been in the spotlight? Sometime we have the limelight. Y'all been in the limelight? That's when a lot of attention is being drawn to you. We have sunlight. We have moonlight. We have the electric light. We have flood lights. And then we have the light. And the light is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Light has come into the world. You ever try to look at yourself in a mirror when all your light's out at night? You ever tried that? What did you see? If anything, it was distorted. You couldn't see yourself clearly.
That's right.
I'm saying light is necessary for you to really see yourself. Now, as I look at this beautiful audience this morning,
Amen.
I know y'all spent some time
in
the mirror. Is that right? Now, there's one guy who said, I don't know how true this is. He said that no pretty lady can ever walk by a mirror without looking in it. Is that true? Is that true, ladies? I can't hear the ladies. Is that true? Why? Do you know anything about that? Since they won't talk to me. No pretty lady can walk by a mirror without looking in it. There are some pretty men can't do it either.
All right.
Y'all didn't see that in coming, did you? Yeah. Well, we need the mirror to see. I said, but a mirror ain't no good without light. Amen. So here's the condemnation. When I come into the light has come into the world. But men love sin. A lot of people won't come to the light because the light will show you what you're doing. The light will show you your sins. Hello? The light will show you that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. That's what the light will show you. The light will show you that a Savior has already been born. The light will show you that a Savior was born in the city of David. The light will show you that the Savior has already died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day for your justification. The light will show you that he ascended to heaven. The light will show me. If I'm in sin this morning, the light will show me. And I can't have joy while I'm doing a personal cover up. You remember when things broke down in the Garden of Eden? Y'all know the story? Adam and his wife were living in paradise. Y'all know about that? And she ate something she shouldn't have ate. Gave it to him. He ate it. Then there comes the light. Walking in the garden. Is that right? And what Adam tried to do was blame the woman. As long as we play the blame game in our personal lives, we can never grow. You got to stop playing the blame game and take responsibility for your own self. Is that right? And that's when things, and let me tell you this, your life gets better when you get better. Don't think your life gonna get better and you don't get better. I'm striving every day to just, and I know some things I can't fix overnight. Brother, I know there's some stuff in my life. I'm trying to fix it, Doc. But it ain't gonna be no quick fix, though. Can you say amen to that? Amen. But I got to hang in there until I'm making progress every day. Some stuff you just gotta go at it every day. Do a little bit every day. Huh? When I've got a huge writing assignment, I break it up into pieces. God has blessed me. Been writing a Sunday school quarter now for over 20 years. That's 13 lessons a quarter. And some folks say, well, Moss, how you do that? I break it up into pieces. I sure don't sit down at one time and write it all. I can tell you that. You got to research it. You got to think about it. You got to organize it. You got to correlate it. So what do? You break it up into pieces. And you do something positive and good for your life. You say you want to run a marathon. Jerry Hash ran a marathon. Y'all don't believe that? Are y'all looking at me? I believe, didn't you run a marathon, Doc? Now. Both of them 26 miles? Both of them. You hear that, Whitney? Both of them. That's been a long time ago. He can't do now, but he right now he can't do it. You know, he know he, y'all know he bothered with his knee. Come on now. Y'all leave him alone now. But here's my point. Here's my point. Brother Harris, when you said you wanted to run that marathon, you had to do something every day to get your body in a position where you could deal with 26 miles of pain and suffering. Am I right? So that's how you live life. You come to the light and see the truth. Some things you need to work on in 2000. Are there some things you need to work on in 2014? Let me give y'all one thing. Y'all come to Sunday school next year here. Yeah, y'all work on that here. Y'all bring them children here. Work on that. I know that ain't easy, but we need you. Amen. We need you here. We need these babies here. Amen. We got to teach them about Jesus. Is that all right? So there's some things I got to work on. But in conclusion, I do know that I need Jesus. Amen. It says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, he's here. He's here. Are you ready for him? Are you ready to let him be your teacher? Are you ready to let him be your guide? I tell you, there is nobody wiser than Christ. Solomon was wise, but behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Well, how do I accept him as my Lord and Savior? Yeah. A lot of false ideas about it. Mm-hmm. Some people tell you it's by faith alone. Some tell you by a sinner's prayer. But really, you accept him by the obedience of faith. Yeah. That's how you accept Christ. The gospel is preached to all nations for the obedience of faith. Well, Brother Moss, what does obedient faith look like? Here it is. You hear the gospel, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You believe it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You come to him by repentance, Acts 17:30. At the time of this ignorance, God winked it, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. You come to him by confession, Romans 10:9-10. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And you come to him by baptism. Mark 16:15-16, go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And I got some good news for you as I conclude. Jesus came down from heaven. Is that correct? He got on the cloud, Sister Blanson, and he went back to heaven. And did you know he's coming back from heaven again? I got Bible to prove it. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, great God, you don't want to miss that. Is that all right? Ain't that good news, Sister Johnson? He came down one time for you. And he's coming down a second time to take you back will take you to heaven because you ain't been there before. You can't go back to a place you've never been before. Is that all right? To take us to a place called heaven. Is that all right? Ain't that good news? Lord, ain't that good news? Is that all right? I'm so glad he came down from heaven. Brother Wyatt, I'm so glad he came down through 42 generations. Is that all right? No wonder they call his name Wonderful. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Somebody said, tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every line. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Is that all right? Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Is that all right? When he came down, heaven hung out his brightest star. When he came down, the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Is that all right? When he came down, somebody said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Is that all right? When he came down, my hope went up. Is that all right? Because Christ is a class all by himself. Sister Johnson, he came down so men could spit on him. He came down so they could beat him, Sam White. He came down to get some nails in his hand. He came down to get some nails in his feet. He came down to get a spear in his side. He came down so he could say, it's finished. Not that I'm finished, but it's finished. Is that all right? He came down to be buried in Joseph's grave. He came down to get up from the grave, never to die no more. Is that all right? Oh, I'm so glad he came down. Is that all right? Great God Almighty, how mighty are the works of God. He made time out of second. He made oceans out of great drops of water. He turned water into wine. He took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and opened up a Captain D on a grassy hillside. Is that all right? Oh, he took several nobodies and turned them into somebodies. Is that all right? So please, Sister Yvonne, be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. Is that all right? I'm still under construction. Is that all right? Oh, be patient with me. The Lord ain't through with me yet. Is that all right? I ain't what I ought to be, but thank God I ain't what I used to be. For it's God is at work in my life. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I hear the Hebrew writer say, now the God of peace who brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work that is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. To him be the glory. I'm so glad he came down. Where would I be if he hadn't come down? That's the message this morning. Would you stand, please? Are you ready? Are you ready for Christ? Are you ready? I said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. If the Lord blesses us, we have this Sunday and the next Sunday. And that'll be the end of the story for 2013. Amen. And I pray God would allow us to go over into that new year. But it is in his hand. Is that all right? I don't know what the future holds, but I know him that holds the future. And I know one thing. I'm trying to get everything in order. So if the master called me, I can say it's well with my soul. Because it just don't make no sense for him to come down and I stay down. He came down so I could go up. Is that right? Man. He came down where I can get me a good haircut. Yes. He came down where I could get, who you think helped you to get the good job you got? Huh? You think you got hooked up with your resume? Well, you know, I got hooked up with my resume. You know, my girl looked out for me. Well, who you think gave you favor with your girl? Who you think gave you the job you got? Who you think allowed you to make the money you make? He came down to open the door for us. For a better life. I'm going to say that I got a better life because of Jesus. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. I got a better life because. Yeah. But let me tell you something. Don't you live in this world and catch hell every day. Yeah. Some folk got wall-to-wall carpet. Some folk got wall-to-wall hell. Amen. Hello? And you mess around here and die without Christ. He is not a luxury. He is a necessity. It's either Christ or condemnation. That's what it is. Amen. So if you're here today, he came down so you could go up. Amen. I'm convinced one day Earl Allen is going to be on the clouds of glory. Amen. I'm convinced Carolyn Johnson, with your Christmas colors on, girl, going to be on the clouds of glory. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And Sly and the Family Stone said, I want to take you higher. He was talking about LSD. But Jesus Christ really takes you higher. So you ought to say in conclusion of this year, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why don't you hear my cry? You know that why on earth is that? Oh, do not pass me. I'm calling you, say, oh, say. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth dost thou call? Oh, do not pass. Maybe seated.